Did it go?
Do you remember in the Bible, in the New Testament, you know, the Gospels, what's the first book?
First book is, I know the first book, but I just don't forget it.
It's something Mark, Luke, and John.
Mark, Luke, John.
The first one is Matthew.
Mark, that's right.
Matthew. Uh-huh.
Luke, I got it all in the Bible right here.
Yeah.
Then I just don't believe I see the book over here.
Uh-huh. And a woman who teaches school is called a...
school teacher.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for her?
No, only would be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Would say Miss Julia is a school teacher. She's uh-huh. teaching school.
And you remember the name of the wife of Abraham?
No, I never did know Abraham's wife. No, I never did know his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know whether he's even married. Was he married?
In the Bible.
Abraham
in the Bible.
But there's so many of them names, I forget them.
Yeah. Do you remember President Kennedy's first name?
President Kennedy?
Uh-huh.
No, President Kennedy was all I knew. I knew him, how Kennedy had, so.
And, this is a, are you familiar with the family name of, Cooper or Cooper? Someone with the last name of Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper. I can't think of the word.
Does that sound familiar? Is there anyone around here who has that last name, Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper, I do know some Coopers.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I do know some Coopers.
What would you call a married woman who had that name?
A married woman? Well, she would be Ms. Cooper.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
To your mother's sister to...
to me.
To you? Be your aunt. Be your auntie.
And... a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there and isn't very good at preaching. What might you call him?
How you do that?
Well, someone who's, maybe he's a preacher, or he tries to be a preacher, but he isn't very good at preaching.
Be a preacher, but he's not a good preacher.
Yeah, he just sort of preaches uh-huh. here and there. And
you call that a jackleg.
Uh-huh. What does jackleg mean?
Huh?
What does jackleg mean?
Well, jackleg mean, now, a jackleg goes this way. To some people, way back, couldn't read and write
uh-huh.
good. All right? He wanted to be a preacher. As he wanted to be a preacher, maybe at home, his wife, or maybe he might have sent some of his children to school.
Uh-huh.
Well, they learned them a piece in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
When they learn him one piece in the Bible, when he get up to preach, he could preach that sermon, but he didn't know how to go. He didn't know how to read because he couldn't read and write. Now you would call that a jackleg.
Uh-huh.
I knew a man. I know several jacklegs now, but I know the man was an old man. Boy, he was about 90 years old, and his daughter,
mm-hmm.
she was a grown woman. I'd say about 60 or 70. Well, she taught him what he knowed in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd open the Bible just like he was reading that, you see. And he would go to preaching and preach to what he was taught.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, his mostly sermon was, if it wasn't so, hadn't been so, I wouldn't have told you so. Now, that would have been in John, I think, the 14th and 15th chapter, I believe, somewhere along like that.
Uh-huh.
But that was his text. That's the way what you call a jackleg. Mm-hmm. Now, a regular preacher... he got a good education. He can read a chapter in the Bible, then preach it afterwards, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe he studied and pronounced it over afterwards.
Yeah.